Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic we're going to talk about today. And before we start, let's have a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're going to do on this broadcast. We thank you that it will go across the world, dear Heavenly Father. On this topic today, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those that came on today, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Today, our topic is belonging to God may bring suffering and persecution here on earth. You know, the world would love you if you belong to it. But you don't. I chose you. That's what Jesus is saying, to come out of the world. And so to hate you. The people of the world will hate you because you belong to me. So they do not know God who sent me. You cannot belong to both Christ and the world because their purposes are so different. When you belong to the world, you will pursue worldly pleasures, which are self-indulging. When you belong to Christ, you will pursue godly acts that are in conflict with the world. There is no dual citizenship with the world and Christ. So today we're talking about belonging to God may bring suffering and persecution here on earth. And all of you all that may be listening in right now, you know, when you serving God and you put your life over on God's side, you're going to have persecution. You're going to have suffering on this side. You know, we belong to God as his children and friends. And as believers, we belong to the church, both the local church body and worship and worldwide community of believers. You know, as member of an earthly family, we belong to one another. Husband, wife, parent, child, belonging is essential for a sense of security. Today we're talking about belonging to God may bring suffering and persecution here on earth. We all know we're going to be persecuted on this side because we are following Christ. Now, if we was following the world and doing what the world do and say, we wouldn't have all the stuff happening to us like we are. But because we want to follow the narrow and straight path of God, we're going to have suffering and persecution here. You know, we all need a sense of belonging. But in belonging, it's security and acceptance. Over in Deuteronomy 33 and 27, the word of God said, the eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. You know, when we feel we belong, we feel secure. And accepted, feeling accepted give us confidence to share our deepest feeling without worry or rejection. You know, on that belonging, you know, some people feel like they have to belong to a community, belong to mother and father, belong to husband and wife, belong to girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, how they say it, a relationship. But here, we know when we belong to God, we don't have to worry about anything. You know, things going to come up in our life. Daggers going to be thrown at us. Pitfalls going to be laid. But when you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you belong to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know who keeping you. You know who woke you up this morning. You know who started you on your way. It wasn't the friends down the street. It wasn't Sally Mae, JoJo. It wasn't Robert Earl. But it was Jesus because you belong to him. When you turn your plate over, you still belong to Jesus. When you turned it back up, you still belong to Jesus. Long as you're following the commandments God have given you. You know, it is awesome to belong to God. You know, all the nations of the world will see that you are people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe. They're going to say, you know, it's something different about him, about her. Your light is shining everywhere you go. They're going to say, well, what have you done? We haven't seen you in a while, like during a pandemic. You know, God have been here, had you here for a time. It's this. He's bringing you out. They're going to say, girl, what you been doing with your skin or your hair? You know, just everything. You say, my father is rich in houses and land and hold the wealth in his hand. He's been taking care of me. While the pandemic been going on, while we've been hid from the world, God is steadily opening the doors for us. He's doing things that we never dreamed possible that could happen with us because we belong to him. My, 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 my. You know, anyone could belong to the world, but we are easily given to worldly things. But it is awesome to belong to the Lord. You know, it is so awesome, you all. I thank God for being in the family of God. I don't mean just a body of believers in a church. We are the church. But we can be who God called us to be. We don't have to put on no facade. We don't have to hide to who we are. God knows. He already ordained us. He knew who we were from our mother's womb. So we belong to him, you all, unless you decide to turn God's hand loose. And I would advise you don't do that. Stay with God. Because, see, the world don't have no sympathy for you. You ought to see that going on. Everything shooting, killing, racing, all kind of things that the world want to do. Dress like this way, eat this, and do this. But when you belong to the family of God, you don't even age when you belong to the family of God. They say, oh, you don't look like you that old. God have been preserving you because you belong to him. You don't have to take all that medication because you sick or something going on. Don't you know God is your healer? He's doing everything for you. You know, as I was thinking about that, God created is the creator of the universe. Just think about it. Only God could create this world. Man is trying to do everything he can, but he cannot create what God has already created and put in place. You know, because that means he accepts us. Over in Isaiah 26 and 19, the word of God said, yet we have this assurance. Those who belong to God will live. Their bodies will rise again. Those who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing for joy. This is when we belong to God, you all. That means when you die, you can die in Christ. You don't have to die in the world going down to the pits of hell. Do what God said do, because you belong to him. Don't you know God bought us with a price? He paid a price for each and every one of us. You know, belonging to God is an eternal relationship, not merely for this world, but for the world to come. This permits us to live again after we die. The grave is not the last chapter, merely the transition of one. Here you're going to be transitioned. Oh, my, my, my. Just think about it. A lot of people saying, you know, I'm going to go meet mama, meet my brother, my sister. Uh-uh. The Bible say we would not even know each other. But when we see Jesus, oh, my God, face to face, the man who died for us, the Savior who did everything for us, that's the time to rejoice. We know we are his. When the trumpet blow, the dead in Christ will rise. My, 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 my. You know, when I belong to God, what should I do? Well, I'm glad you asked. Over in Psalms 34 and 9, the word of God says, let the Lord's people show him reverence, for those who honor him will have all they need. You know, when we honor God, we have all we need. You know, sometimes you up here and you say, oh, I need this and I need that. But have you went to your Heavenly Father and really ask them for what you really need, not what you really wanted, but what you really needed. You know, he will give you, since you belong to him, he'll give you the wants and some of your needs. If you don't believe me, try. You want a job? Try Jesus. You want your finances increased? Try Jesus. You want to move to a better place? Give it to Jesus. Oh, my, my, my. You want to connect with families and other families and tell them about Jesus? And tell them that I belong to Jesus. And when you start saying that you belong to Jesus, well, yes, don't you? Well, no. Well, baby, you better get to know the master, the one I know. He'll give you everything you need and more besides. You know, belonging to God may bring suffering and persecution here on earth. We started out with that in John, the 15th chapter, 19 to the 21st. And I'm going to go over there and read a few things of it on what it's saying in case you don't have your Bibles right there with you. John, the 15th chapter. Let's turn over there and see what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. John, the 15th chapter, starting at the 19th verse, it said, if you were of the world would love his own. But, hear that three-letter word, but, because you are not of the world, but, hear that but again, I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hated you. They hated Jesus. So you know they're going to hate you. And number 20 say, remember the word that I say unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If he have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. And in verse 21 it say, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, mean Jesus' name's sake. Because they knew and know not him that sent. They didn't know who sent Jesus. Because if they really knew who sent the master, they wouldn't be cutting up like they're doing all around the world right now, doing and saying all kind of things. They would curtail a lot of things that they're doing and saying. But God is opening doors for us steadily, you all. I mean, oh, God is just so awesome. God is just an awesome God. He is so awesome. And we're going to go over to Romans right now. Let me turn my Bible to it. And I'm going to go to Romans, the 12th chapter. Let me turn to that. Hallelujah. Okay, the 12th chapter, and starting at the 4th verse. Okay, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. And 5 says, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. You know, as I read that, we think about just as our bodies have many parts and each part have a special function, our hands have a function, our feet have a function, our head have a function, our nose, our mouth, our ears, our mouth have a function. And since we are one body in Christ, we belong to each other. Each of us need all the other. That means we need all the parts of our body. You know, belonging to God make us all parts of Christ's body, which is the church. When bodily parts work against each other, the body fail to function. When they work together, the body function as it should. So have you ever tried your feet not working properly? Is it working to the good for God or you? Or is it coming in contrary to something else? But when you notice your hands, your feet, your eyes, your ear, when they're working together, they function as the body. That means they have all come together for one purpose, and that's to serve God. You know, what is a sure test to know if we belong to God? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. Over and John, we're going to go to 1 John chapter 2. Let's turn over to 1 John chapter 2 and see what it's saying. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, it says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandment. He that said, I know him and keep it not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, you see, that's what the word of God says. I wasn't just saying that for GP. I read that in the word of God. You know, how can we be sure that we belong to him? I just read it to you. By obeying his commandments. Those who obey God's word really do love him. That means when you obey what God have told you to do and called upon you to do, you're gonna be obedient. You, when somebody come to you with something, oh, no, baby, I'm sorry. I can't do that or I can't say that. Well, why can't you? Oh, wait a minute. I belong to God. From today forward, when people start talking all that negative stuff to you, just say, wait a minute, I belong to God. I'm going to obey God. God's word, really, he do love me. He said it in his word. So he's not going to go back on what he's already told me. So I have to live for Christ. I can't live no any kind of way. I got to do what is right. And when we start doing what God say and stop doing what the people say, you know, some people may give you some direction. You know, you feel like you need to belong somewhere and to someone. And when you think about that, let's turn over to Revelation 3 and 5. Let's see what Revelation 3 and 5 say. 3 and 5 says, he that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. My. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment. My. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. God is not going to remove your name out of the book of life if you're following his commandment, being obedient, doing what he say do, listening to his voice and not every other voice that's upon the land. My. Whoa. I mean, belonging to someone. And you know, everybody nowadays want to belong to some people. And I say some people, some that's not married want to belong, want to have a husband. Some that's single want to have a family. Or some that's been married is now a widow. Some of them are contented to be a widow. Some contented because they know they have Jesus. But it's some people that's in the world figure they want everything the world have to offer. But where do Jesus come in? Where do Christ come in, they say? Here he will give you your desires of your heart. That's what he said in his word. He's watching over each and every one of us. He's doing what he said that he would do. My. His angels is watching over you. He's giving you direction on which way to go. Are you following the directions? Are you doing what he say do? Let me turn over to Leviticus. I had read something in Leviticus. Let me turn over there right now and pull that up and see what Leviticus is saying. Okay, Leviticus, the 26th chapter, and I think it's the 20th and the 10th verse. And we're going to read what that says. We're going to go to the 12th verse. And I will walk among you and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Y'all, what more do we need? Here, he's going to walk among us if we just obey his commandments. We do what he say do. He's our God. He's going to be our people. My. Why wouldn't serve a God like that? When we belong to God, we don't have to worry about anything else, you all. I know a lot of people not used to being by themselves. They want this and they want to feel secure. But, you know, when you wrapped up, tied up in Jesus, you don't even get to think about all the other worldly stuff because your mind is so focused on the master and on what he's telling you and where he's taking you and the things he's doing for you. He's doing for you more than Bobo Sam Sausage. He's doing for you more than Mary Sue and Allie Mae and all them. He's doing for you. Right now, you're sitting there saying, what shall I render, Lord, unto you? Give him your love. Give him your understanding. Give him all you have, all the gusto you have in. And watch and see how he bless you. You know, God want us to belong to him. Only him. He's a jealous God. You know, we read through scriptures, you know, about belonging is essential for a sense of security. And some people can't live by themselves. Some people don't want to be by themselves. So ask God for help me if that's your desire. If your desire is to be with Jesus and do what Jesus say do, follow that. But you have a choice and a chance to do what God say do. We're talking today about belonging. You know, as believers, we belong to the body of Christ. You belong to a local church. We belong. Yes, we do. You know, worldwide community of believers, we belong. So today, our topic was belonging to Jesus, belonging to God. And, you know, it's a price to pay when you belong to God. You're not on the easy street. You forever thinking about, what should I do? Where should I go? But when you belong to Jesus, he's standing right there with open arms. Say, come, my child. He want to take you to another level, higher than where you are. He want to do things for you that you thought you could only dream of. He want to do them for you because you belong to him. You want to have that beautiful home. You belong to him. Did you ask him for it? Did he say yes or no? Maybe or not right now? We're just talking about belonging to Jesus right now. Put all our care on him. Our dreams on him. So when you think about belonging today, think about belonging to God. It's going to bring you some heartache, some missed friends, miscommunication. It's going to bring a bunch of things. But if you stick with God, stick with him like glue, he won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He's going to be right there with open arms. When you need a shoulder to cry on, he's right there. When you need someone to talk to, he's right there. You might not be able to get a hold of Johnny and Susan May. They may not even be in town or be on the other line. Something, but Jesus, he's right there. You can call him up, dial him up all day. He don't have no time limit. He's not sitting down watching the clock like we are. So you can call on the master. So today, I leave with you. Belong to God as his children and friends. And as a member of an early family, we belong to one another. Just think about it, you all. We belong to God. He have never left us. He have never forsaken us. That is the broadcast for today is belong. Belonging to God. You know, when you belong to God, there is nothing else. You need to worry about your trust and your faith is in God Almighty. He will open doors that no man can open. He will shut a door that no man could shut. And when you think about your life today, think about, I belong to you, Lord. I'm not my own. I was bought with a price. So I come to you this morning saying, just share belong to someone today. Someone you may meet, someone you may talk with, and let them know about Jesus. Let them know that they can belong to the family of God, not only to just the body of Christ, but you gave them family, whether it's in the body of Christ or whether it's the natural family through the world. You have given all of us a family. It's up to us to choose what we want to do with that family that you have given to us. So until next week, I want you all to be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. I only did the broadcast for 30 minutes today. So I give God the praise and the glory for who he is and what he's doing. And I thank God for Blog Talk 15 years this month today that I've been on the air. And I'm going to continue on doing what he called me to do. A lot of people have dropped off. Some come on, some go off. But I have to be willing, a willing vessel, a right on time blessed, because I expect great things from the Lord. And the only way I'm going to get great things, I have to belong to him. So this morning still, it might be afternoon in some places, but this morning, start wanting to be belong to Jesus. Don't leave Jesus hanging. Don't turn him loose. Continue on following him, because he won't go wrong. Give him the praise and give him the glory, because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. So until next time, next week, be blessed, and we'll have another exciting topic I will be putting on for next week. So stay tuned. Come back by. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to see you. So until next week, be blessed. Love everyone that came on the line today. I send blessings to each and every one of you all today on this Blog Talk line. Love you, love you, love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. I love you. Until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.